Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics. My name is Ellen, and I am your host. I am sorry to say that Camille will not be joining us tonight. She is really, really sick with a sore throat and phone troubles from being, well, living in Canada. So I'm on my own tonight, and we're going to see how the show goes. I may have to cut the show short, but I'm going to try to get to everybody and answer all your questions. My big question is, what happened to my lead-in song? Anyway, let's get started, and I'm going to go to 805-617. 805, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Donna from California. Hi.
Hey, Donna. What is your question tonight?
Well, two little questions. I wanted to know, I have a friend back east. He's elderly, and he talks about me going there to stay to help him out later on. And do you see this coming through? Will I make that temporary move to back east for a while to help him?
I see, yes.
Oh, okay.
Because he really wants you there. You really want to be there to help him.
I do.
And I can feel, I'm surprised you're not all, I know we've talked about this before, I'm surprised you're not there already.
I know, me too. I know.
But he would have to send you the money to go, that's the whole thing, I wonder what's holding that up.
Yeah, I mean, that's no problem. I mean, he has money, you know, he could easily send me money for a ticket, and I can get a ticket from my brother through, he has a lot of airline miles, so that would be no problem. Also, do you see me meeting somebody, because I have not been in a relationship for about 6 years?
Well,
and I'd like to meet someone.
I think you will, but not right in the immediate future, because you're all wrapped up with this ongoing thing over, I think you said it was Boston? Is that
right?
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that you're going to get one thing at a time. Because I'd hate, you know, think that you're going to meet somebody and then all of a sudden, oh,
and then
bye.
I'd be gone.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I do feel a significant other coming in once you wrap this up.
Yeah. Yeah. See, ideally, I'd like to get him out here.
He won't go.
I like it. Huh?
I know, he won't come. He won't come. I don't think he really wants to go because he wants to be in his house. And honestly, I don't know if he can make the trip.
Yeah, you're right.
I see you going to him way more.
Yeah, and that'd be easy for me to do. I don't have any obligations or anything.
Yeah.
I could just pick up and go. Okay.
I'm just surprised you're not out there. I thought you'd be there by now because we thought you were going to go a few weeks ago.
No, he always talks about going. And then, but when it comes down to the nitty, see, he has people that he pays to take care of him.
Right.
And I don't know, you know, I guess he's happy with that, I guess. I don't know. But he lets them know that, you know, I'm in his life and, you know, I'm very dear to him and very important and, you know, that I'm the main one in his life. He lets them all know that. You know,
I don't know. I just feel like he would have been out there by now. That's the whole thing that I'm questioning because I know we've all read it.
Yeah.
And it hasn't changed. It's just that I thought you would be gone. I thought you were calling in to say, hey, I'm there.
I know it. I know it. I don't know what is holding it up.
I just think the people around him are holding it up. Or he asked them to do something. Or like he'll ask you to do something and they just kind of not do it or put it off. That's what I'm saying. But I think if you really want to go there and he really wants you there, you should just go.
Just go.
Make your arrangements and just go. Don't say, I'm coming out next, whatever time you're coming.
Yeah, I don't want to impose on him, though, to, you know what I mean? Just to kind of invite me and, yeah.
Or,
I don't know what,
or just go there, take a little vacation type there. And then either you come back or you don't.
Oh. That's a good idea. Yeah, I have my sister here. She could send all my stuff.
Exactly.
You know,
if that's
that
what you want to do.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Donna.
That.
Have a good night. And call us back and let us know. Actually, keep on saying us. I'm the only one here
definitely.
Right now.
When
but
it happens, when it happens,
call our radio
will,
show
right,
back.
Know.
Somebody will be with me next time.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Yeah, it's kind of funny flying solo for the first time. It's like, wow. Keep on saying us. I feel like I'm schizo saying us, we. Well, let's go on to our next caller. It's area code 814-479. 814, are you there?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Amy, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Ah, Pennsylvania. What can I do for you tonight, Amy?
Well, my question is, I had an interview this past Monday, and I wanted to see if you felt that I would get this job.
Is this your first interview or your second interview?
Well, I interviewed there. For this particular job, this is the first, but
all right.
I did interview there about 8 years ago.
Okay.
So it was a step down below, you know, the,
mm-hmm.
the job level when I did interview there before.
I see a positive, but I'm also seeing you coming back for a second interview. Because I think they're going to be shortening the list. They had a lot of people to see.
Well, they had five. They had five.
Right, but still they're going to have to shorten the list. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what's holding everything up. They're just, because they can, they're just going to draw this out.
Okay.
But
thank you letters on Friday.
Good,
so,
good. It's
I'm
very positive, but I feel you're going to be called back for a second interview.
Okay.
But there's like
okay.
one or two people that are just serious, serious competition is what I'm reading.
Okay.
And is this is government, right?
Yeah.
Government, yeah. So they like to take their time about everything.
Okay. So meaning
is
positive,
there,
it's...
I feel really positive
air,
about
then?
It, but right now I think it's going to be up between you and maybe one or two other people, and there's going to be a second interview.
Okay. Okay. Because they didn't say anything in the interview about a second interview.
Well, I understand, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes they just do the interview and that's it. But
mm-hmm.
I feel it might be a second one for sure.
Okay.
Because they have a lot of I know it's five people, but there's a lot of competition with the qualifications and stuff. And like I said, you're going for a government position, and they take their time because, well, they can.
Okay.
And that's what's kind of dragging everything out.
Okay. They seem real receptive when I was in there. Like
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good, but I feel
heads, you know, nodding their heads when I was in there answering the
right,
questions.
Right, right.
So.
But I still feel very positive, very, very positive.
Okay, great.
So
okay.
This whole thing's going to change. Just keep tight and remember, just keep the positive energy flowing.
Okay.
And that's what I'm seeing on the job question.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Amy. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Thanks. Wow, and, well, personal and then a job question. You know, it's interesting, you know, we just had Halloween, and I don't know about Camille, but my phone was ringing off the hook about things, and most of the thing, I had a conversation that, you know, people are still trying to do Ouija boards and people are still trying to do seances and they see something cool or whatever on TV or in the movies, they still try to do it. You know, at the Network of Christian Psychics and, of course, our personal beliefs, we don't do stuff like that. And I had this, I think it was this kid we were talking about in a store, and he was like saying, oh, he couldn't wait to do a Ouija board and all that stuff, and all his friends were like, they looked like they were really going to try this. And I handed him my card, and I said, well, here's my card. Let me know when something goes wrong. I can clean up your mess, but it's going to cost you for that one. And he looked at me, and he said, why I thought that. And I said, well, anything that comes through a Ouija board is not good. Higher loving entities, angels, messengers from our Lord, they don't hang out by a Ouija board. Only the lower ones do. The ones that have an agenda, don't know they're dead, angry, those are the ones that you find on a Ouija board. And just because you see it's spelling out so-and-so's name and you think it's a great thing, those things are very, very dangerous, and they're not just games. So, as always, I just want to bring that up because we had one heck of a wild Halloween with people calling me and asking me about this or asking me should we do a seance or whatever. I'm like, no, 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 and no. Try to focus on the positive. Try to focus on the angels. That's where the love is. That's where the power is, not on a game. And certainly not with lower-level entities that, well, are out for themselves and not for you. Because some people say to me, oh, well, you know, we can control them. I'm like, no. They allow you to believe that you can control them. The bottom line is you're nothing more than a doorway that they'll use into getting to our world, and then they do whatever they want. And once they're in, it's really hard to get them out. So that's my Ouija board, do not touch, seance sermon for the night. Let's go on to our next caller, 928-613. 928, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Elfina. I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay. What can I do for you tonight?
What can you pick up on my love life?
Are you with somebody now?
I currently broke up with someone, but I'm wondering if the relationship really is over, or is it something that are we going to get back together, is my question.
Well, when you first asked me, I saw, like, a flat line. And the thing is, I don't, what is his zodiac sign?
His zodiac sign is Cancer.
And yours?
Sagittarius.
A second Sagittarius, I spoke to today. Well, the thing is that I'm seeing you as wanting the relationship and him scuttling away. Cancers, crabs do that. It's just that you broke up for a reason, and I just feel that I think you wanted it more than he did. Not that he didn't love you or like you.
He wanted to start a family and he wanted to get married. So
why I feel you overpowering that, though? Because I just feel that he was, like he wanted these things, but he didn't know how to really get them or how to work for them. Because I just feel like one was into it and one wasn't. But I'd, how long was you haven't talked to him for a while, though, have you? About a couple weeks?
No.
No, you haven't? Or yes, you have? Or
no, I haven't.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering right here is when he broke up, when you guys broke up, just give me a minute here. I'm going to refocus this. this is what I'm getting. The breakup I'm feeling is very, very likely to be temporary. Right now, you both need your space, but I feel you're trying to get back together. But what I'm wondering is what pulled you apart the first time won't go ahead and do it the second time. Did you really resolve anything when you broke up? That's the big question. Does he want it? I mean, you say you want a family, but was it also you who wanted
the family?
The family,
but he wanted to get married too, so.
Right, but you guys weren't working towards that, though.
We were working towards that.
So what was the breakup then?
I'd rather not discuss why I broke up with him. You know, like,
okay. That's your prerogative. Yes, absolutely. I'm just saying that whatever pulled you apart, if it's not resolved, you don't really see it moving forward or getting back together again.
It's nothing to where it was really serious or whatever.
But you broke
up. It's not like he cheated on me or whatever. You know, it was just something
right.
that was, well, to me, now that I think about it, kind of stupid. But, yeah, I have an impulsive nature, you know.
Okay.
So, and that's something I've told him before.
Right. But having something and dealing with it are two different things. Like, you can know you have
yeah.
an impulsive nature, but can he deal with your impulsive nature? You know? I mean, can he really put forth the work? I mean, relationships are work, no matter what you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you do. And it seems like how much work was going to have to go into this? Was it were the point where you couldn't handle it or the fact that you couldn't handle it? And that's what you have to really come to terms with. Because if you have this with this one, you're going to have it with the next relationship and the next relationship. So the most important thing
mm-hmm.
is to come to grips of why you broke up. Is there something you can do in lieu of being impulsive? Is there, like, some way you can count to 10 or say, I want to think about this for a little bit? Try to control your own energy. Because it's going to be an issue no matter who you're with.
Yeah.
And that's what you want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to pick on you or anything. Everybody has things that they have in a relationship that can be controlled or not controlled. But it's very important you look at it and see what you can control. I mean, I'm not saying you hit him, but if someone's first, you know, response is to slap somebody, wouldn't you better off going to the gym and beating up on a punching bag? Do you have a right to be angry? Absolutely. You have a right to your feelings. But how you project your feelings and how you direct your feelings, that's the big thing. And that's what's going to have to work on, not even for this one, but even for your next relationship. Can you do that?
What was that?
Can you work on what was the issue that broke you two up? So either A, you can try to move back, to get back together with your guy, or at least if you have to move on, you know, to control it with the next one. Because
mm-hmm.
that's a breaker.
Yeah, I guess people are different, though. They have their own breakers, you know. So.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, you're right. People are very different. But, you know, when you're in a relationship, the most important thing is to give and receive.
Yeah.
And I will tell you something really quick about my marriage, is that when I first got married, I treated my husband like my dad. I talked to him the way I talked to my dad, which was not very nice. I mean, I was constantly screaming at him. My husband, he told me, look, I'm not your father. If you don't stop treating me like this, you can watch my happy butt go out the door. So I had to make a decision what was more important to me, doing whatever the heck I wanted or treating my husband the way he wanted to be treated. I chose to refine my behavior, and I've been married 20 years. Was it hard? Yeah. But I had to make my decision. What's your decision? Do you want to be happy? I'm not saying to be a doormat or a punching bag, but can you control it where you can focus your energies in the right direction, or can you not? And that's the big thing you have to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what I'm reading.
Okay, so basically your read is that, what was it
you
like
need,
I have to
You need to look at your
behavior.
Right, look at your behavior. You're impulsive, you understand that. Can you control it
and
focus your energies in a positive way where you're not a doormat, you know, but you can treat your relationship with the same respect you'd want to be treated with? Can you control your impulsive behavior? If you have to punch a punching bag, if that's your anger issue, or I'm not saying it is, I'm just using a thing, redirect it properly because he'll be happier and you'll be happier. But
okay,
most importantly,
well,
you'll be happier.
Kind of wanting, like, intuitively, like, answers, like, is he willing to try this again? Or, you know, that was my general question to begin with.
I'll tell you, if you can control your impulsive behavior, he'll be more than happy to try again. But you need to move fast, and you need to talk to him and tell him how you feel. Because right now he's like, oh, impulse. And that's what you need to do.
Okay, is that like, is that what you're picking up intuitively, or are you just that?
Intuitively.
Is that just general advice? Because
no. Yeah. It's intuitive.
I mean, like, I know there's like self-help stuff out there, you know, like people that tell you things like that. So, me, I'm kind of looking more for insight from a psychic, you know. So.
Right, and that's exactly what I gave you. I gave you all the information I could intuitively, and I just threw in the other thing because I know when you have impulse issues, this is what I'm feeling, like the burst of energy. So that is my reading, and I'd like you to think about it and, you know, give us a call back, or keep on saying us. Give me a call back and let me know how you're feeling. Okay, let's move on to 201. 201-864, are you there?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rose from Jersey.
Oh, Jersey. You guys love us. What can I do for you tonight?
With regards to love and romance, what do you see for me?
I need to focus here. You're not in a relationship now, though, right?
No.
No. Okay, I thought that. All right. What I'm feeling is that I seeing a new beginning about December. But I don't see, like, really fruition, like, anything major until, like, March, February. Meeting,
okay.
Excuse me. In December, you're going to start meeting new people. And you're going to start trying new things. I kind of feel like you're kind of closed up. You don't get out very often.
No, I'm not working right now, and it's kind of hard because the funds are not there.
Well, what I was thinking of is, like, if you belong to a church.
No, I'm not very religious.
Or somewhere. Or maybe a community center. That's a good place to meet people. And I'm still seeing December, like a meeting, and then like February, March, a whole new beginning.
Oh, so it's going to be like a long-term relationship that's coming?
Well, what's going to be is like you're going to start meeting him and you're going to start dating and start building a relationship.
Okay.
And, And it's gonna be a good relationship. You just need to get out more. Even if it's not maybe not to a church, you could go to a community center. You can go to this other place. It's called Meetup.com.
Yeah.
That's how I met Dr. Ginny. Believe it or not. That's so funny. We went to a meetup, a psychic meetup, and we met. That's how I met her. And so I would definitely look into that. But I'm just wondering, another thing I'm feeling is that how lonely you are right now. And sometimes with that vibe, it kind of gives off a different thing. So see if you can try to kind of focus more on just meeting the right person, getting out the right vibe. Because I'm definitely feeling a meetup in December and like a fruition in February or March. That's like sticking with me.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. But try to get out more and just, even if it's not really to look for somebody, but to just to get out there and let people know you're available or volunteer or whatever you can do to get yourself out in the community more.
Okay.
Because I think it's going to help you more ways than one.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rose.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Okay. Well, right now we're going to take a I sound psycho here. We're going to take a break. And I'll be right back. I'm going to play one of my most favorite songs. And no, it's not Dr. Jenny's Katy Perry stuff. Give me 1 second, and I will play it. Oh, boy.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. the time you let me know what's real and going on below. But now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
okay, that's one of my favorite songs, and I'm back. My name is Ellen, Network of Christian Psychics. Myself and Cammy are also available on our website for private readings if you need a private reading. Let's get back to our callers. Going to 856-776-856. Are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Laura, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Another Jersey. You love us in Jersey. I know you do.
Yeah.
I know, right? What can I help you with tonight?
I want to buy a house in Pennsylvania that I have my eye on. But
okay.
I'm a little hesitant to do anything about it because I am a contractor. And
mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you can pick up anything where I may be financially stable enough or feel that I'm financially stable enough that I can get this house somewhere in the near future.
Okay, just give me a second. Yes. You are going to be able to get the house. It's going to take a lot of negotiating, though. I'm seeing a lot of delays.
Is it the house that I'm thinking about? It's in Pennsylvania.
Well, I'm getting a vision of a two-story white house. Is that the one you're talking about?
No.
No? So what's, can you tell me what it looks like? Like I keep on seeing a two-story white house, like almost a farm or something.
Yeah,
what,
this house is like a one-story, well, it's kind of like a bi-level, I should say, and it's light yellow.
Light yellow? I keep seeing a white house. That is
white
so
house.
Weird. Have you looked at any white houses? Because I don't see anything
what?
But this white house. It's the weirdest thing. It's like out in the country, like white, two stories, big fence.
I can't, yeah, I don't really see myself purchasing a home like that in a farm area.
No.
I don't.
That is
I don't
so weird.
That
is, let me try to focus
when
on the
you
house
see?
You told me then. Because I just got this vision of this house, you know, like four or five times. Let's try this again. It's two story, brown. Okay. Brief focus.
It's like a cream yellow with a red door.
Hmm. Well, I see the same thing. There's going to be a lot of negotiating. That's going to be more of your problem.
How much land is it?
How much land is what?
Is the house. You said you made it sound like it was a farmhouse.
Well, the White House, that's what I was seeing, like a, not like a farmhouse, but like somewhere out that's had a lot of space and a lot of room to it. That's the White House. But that obviously I either picked up something you may have seen some other time, because that's what I keep seeing, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
But the house that you're looking at, I still see the same thing almost. Negotiating is going to be your biggest thing.
I'm pretty good at that, though.
Yeah, but we're looking at about 3 to 4 months.
3 to 4 months. And do you see me buying it by myself, living in it by myself? Because I don't want a lot of land to have to work with.
No. Well, see, I'm not seeing the land on that one. I'm seeing the land with the white one that you said that wasn't yours, which is weird because it keeps popping up.
Maybe it belongs to some guy that I'm going to meet or something, but
maybe.
I
keep seeing like an aerial view. It's really kind of weird because I kept on pushing it away to focus on the one you're talking about. It kept on popping back up.
Yeah, because I want to buy a home on my own.
Yeah, and you will. You definitely will. It could belong to somebody else, or it could be something you might want to look at if you happen to drive by and see something like that. But whichever you do, you're looking at 3 to 4 months with negotiating and all that stuff. Because I think this house may have had some, the people might have financial problems. So they're trying to get whatever they can possibly humanly get out of the house.
Okay.
Which would be to their benefit, not yours.
And how am I going to be financially stable enough? Am I going to be getting an extension at work, or will I get another job, a permanent job? Because that's a little bit of what's preventing me from doing anything, is because I'm a little leery about doing contract work.
Yeah. Your contract is up at the end of the year?
It's supposed to be up at the end of January. They did tell me they wanted to extend me. But she didn't say how long they wanted to extend me beyond that. So I wasn't sure what that meant. Are you picking up anything on how long I'll be on this contract?
I still have 3 months. If you get the contract, then it's not going to be a very long-term one.
Okay.
I'm just seeing an additional 4 or 5 months, tops. But the problem is, as our economy changes, everything changes.
I know.
And that's the whole thing. And if you're going to get a house, any house, whether it's this one or the other one I mentioned,
right,
you got to be really sure. And I hate to
say that.
To stop
that's
that,
thing.
But that's what I'm seeing, that it's going to be 3 to 4 months, and the negotiating and all that's going to be, I ask you something, this is kind of a strange question, but have you ever considered like a condo, something a little smaller until you can figure out what you're doing? I mean, go ahead, you don't want a condo?
No, I want to move one time. That's it. I'm at an age where I'm not planning on moving again. One more time. That's it. And I don't want a lot of stairs as I get older.
I'm looking for
one level, no stairs. I want to be able to go right into the garage with groceries and everything. You know, I'm thinking long term as I get older. I'm not moving again. One move into a home, I'm not going into a condo. The stairs are outrageous in this thing.
That's true. Not if you live on the bottom floor. But so this is so weird, but the 3 to 4 months is what I'm getting. And I see that you're getting the house, but with the contract and everything, it's very unclear to me, and I apologize. And I like to tell people if I see something or I don't. I don't like to just guess or just to say something
that.
Just to say something. Well, I'm sorry?
No, I appreciate that. I just want to know that I'm going to be able to continuously find work even after the contract finishes.
You are, but I'm just worried about if you go get the house, you know, the gap might be too long for you.
Are you picking up on a gap?
I'm feeling that you were, it's going to be a few-month gap, maybe not right away, but down the road, because I kept on seeing that you're going to get the house. And you're going to have your work, but it seems like you're going to have a gap in time, which may not be much to the people, but definitely enough to you. Do you have anything else you can do? You're a contractor on the side. Is there anything you can do personally to fill that in a little bit?
Well,
you might want to look into that. I mean,
yeah. I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Because that's what
I
I'm wondering.
I wish I could get a permanent. I want a permanent job. That's what I really want.
I know, but I know contracting is so tough.
It is.
The economy and everything. Is there? Because sometimes people will do like little side jobs to tie them over.
Yeah. Well, maybe with the holidays, I could go do some holiday work.
Exactly.
Pick up some extra money. I could do that.
Yeah, exactly. Anything you can do to fill in these gaps. But this 3 to 4 months time frame is going to be very, very important with your decision. I see you can get the house, but are you going to be able to really fit into it? Meaning, if you have a gap in your job, are you going to be able to pay for it?
That's
going
to
be
a
big
thing. I need to work long enough that I have enough of money saved up that will sustain me through the gap. Yeah,
That's what I'm thinking, too, because I was trying to put my finger on it, but it kept looking a little blurry, but that's pretty much what I'm seeing.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the reading.
Oh, anytime. We're here Sunday, 6 p.m. Well, we keep saying we. If Cammy comes back, it'll be we. 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sundays.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So let's move on to our next caller, 303-515. 303, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Allison, calling from Arizona.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Allison.
Allison? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do for you, Allison, tonight?
I have a job interview tomorrow, and then I have another job that I'm interested in. I'm going to call them job A and job B.
Okay.
Interview for job A tomorrow. I'm way more interested in job B, but they have not started. I've not been in touch with them about, their interview. I don't know yet where they are in their process. I've not heard from them or anything like that, so I don't know. If you see
they're
either
still
of
in the.
Happen.
I see. Right now, I felt the interest before you said anything on job B, but I don't think they're moving that quickly.
I don't know.
They're just
I'm going to
starting
find
it.
Out. Possibly, I'll be giving them a call tomorrow to see where they are.
Because I know you're going to have a job within 2 weeks. That's a definite. But even though I see pool one way or the other, and I'll be honest, it's very hard for me to tell exactly because I can feel the pull to one job, but I know your interest is in another. And the worst thing that could happen is you accepted the first job and then you decide to go to the second job. But I the best I can right now I'm seeing is more towards going A right now because
I would definitely give up. I mean, if it came to that, which I'd be surprised if it did, to be honest. But if it came to that, I would definitely give up give up A for B because B is where my career is and A is
right.
just a filler job.
Well, with that, you're not going to lose either way. And, you know, you can always do the best time to look for a job is when you have a job. But the most important thing is I can feel that you need that job within 2 weeks. And that's what I'm feeling is you're going to have a job in 2 weeks. But I don't think it's going to be B right away because I don't even think they really started their process yet.
Do you see an interview happening with B? It can be very competitive.
If it's going to happen, I feel it's going to be next week. The following week.
Not the following week. So like
but
after
I
the,
really, really well. Want to caution you about something. Something I want to say to all our listeners is that when we do I sound schizo when I say we and it's only me on the air tonight? A reading is what we see now. I really, really don't want, Allison, I really don't want you just to go, oh, I'm going to get this B and then give up an opportunity. Because I know you need the money and I know you need to get your work back. But I really want to say that sometimes time is a little off. So you need to make your best decision. And if you do get one job and not B, you win. If you get A and B comes up, you can always leave to go to B. Either way, you're going to win. But I want to caution you to do what's really best for you. Because I know you're going to have a job in 2 weeks. I just can't tell which one exactly right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to, like, guess, and I don't want to do that because that's not what I'm here for. I don't want to, you know, to say something just to say it.
And by 2 weeks, you mean something that will be an offer. You're talking about an offer,
yes,
correct?
Yes, offered, yeah.
An offer,
yes,
okay.
Offered in 2 weeks. But, okay. You know, it's interesting. What I'm seeing with you is that this whole cycle is like a whole new chapter for you, not only financially but every otherwise.
I hope you mean in a good financial way. Because
a
I
very
can't
good
get
financial
worse
way.
Yeah.
No, bad.
Because it can't get any worse than it was.
Well, everything can get worse, and we just don't want it to get worse. That's why I'm cautioning you to really do your searching of what you need to do right now, because you're going to have the offer in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to you
okay.
how you go on this.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Thanks.
Okay. You're so welcome, Allison.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. We go on to our next reader. Our next caller, 831-375. 831, you're on the air.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, thanks for taking my call tonight. This
my,
is Elf.
My pleasure.
Elf? Yes. I mean, that's my name.
Where are you calling from?
You want my real name? I'm calling
that's
from
okay.
Monterey,
California. That's okay. Elf is cool.
California.
I like elves. I've watched The Hobbit. I like elves.
Okay, good.
Where are you calling from?
Monterey, California.
Oh, I like California. What can I do for you tonight?
Would it be too much of a seance type thing if I asked you if you could contact my father at all? Is that, like, not what you do?
No, that's okay. I'm talking, when I say seances, I mean when people try to just invoke anything.
Okay.
We can do that, but when it goes into people invoking things, they don't know what they're doing, that's what I'm talking about more than, you know, because a lot of people think it's a joke. Or they accept anybody or anything as the person they're trying to contact, and they really need to go through more angelic realms, which is what we do here.
I do understand what you're saying about that. It's important to stay in the light.
Exactly.
And
to better myself.
Only to the light. Yeah, open only to the light and not let in other dubious energies.
Well, see, I think a lot of times these dubious energies try to trick us and they try to say, yes. And they think it's them, and you know it's not. That's why we have to do a lot of protection. And I'm surprised.
Yes.
I mean, you're asking me this in a way because you're so strong yourself. Have you had trouble contacting your dad? Because you have a lot of power in you, too. I can feel that.
I hear him sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And, and my departed brother, too. I do hear them, and I know they're with me and some other folks, too. And
right.
I hear my guides and angels sometimes. But
That's good.
Sometimes when I feel like I want something to happen really badly, I don't feel like I can be clear enough for myself.
Okay. So what is your dad's name? See if I can go from there.
Francis? Yes.
Well, who's Mark?
Oh, Mark is my brother, but he's still
okay.
here.
Okay, I was going to say,
that's
Mark was
brother.
The one I was picking up on. I'm like, who's Mark then? Your brother's coming way... Okay, I'm getting chills. Your brother's coming through way more than your dad is. Let me see if I can see if I can get...
Okay, well then, if my brother Mark is coming through, what does he have to say, especially because you're getting chills? So, I mean, if he's popping in...
Oh, he is. It's definitely
say
him.
Say something.
Because I'm like, who's Mark?
Wow, you got the name exactly right. I mean, of all the names in the universe, that is my brother's name.
Okay, he's going to talk right now with him. Okay, whoa, slow down. Sorry. He's saying that, actually your dad wants to say this too, is they've been a little concerned because you've been really self-doubting a lot. And... you're a very, very strong person, and they want you to keep going with your instinct because you try to please so many people, you go against what you should be doing. And the most important thing is that you can't please everybody, and sometimes people are just wrong, and some people, they're what I prefer to, I mean, this is what I'm saying to you, what I call like psychic vampires. They drain your energy, but they give nothing back. And they're just there to your dad and your brother is there to guide you and to protect you, and they want you to beef up your own security, so to speak.
Okay.
And really, because what's happening too is something I kind of felt is that because you're so strong and you don't know how strong you are, because I could feel
I
it
don't,
over here.
Oh, okay.
You need
but
to do a lot of protection work.
Okay. This has been a lifelong pattern, and I wasn't even aware of it until, I don't know, some years ago, and I've been working on it. But, you know, you're right. You're right about that, that I know that that's true for me. And so thank you for the confirmation and the reminder and for telling me I need to even up it some more and be more conscious of it.
Right, because it's very important. Also, too, you need to do self-protection. I know that we've always talked about the crystal dome, where you're closing a dome with the light. You know how light prisms get in, like get like the light in, but keep the darker things out. That's something you need to meditate on to make sure that what's coming near you, what's contacting you, is only the higher, what you call spirits in the light, angels, your guides, your guardians, your father, your brother. And they're always watching, and they're always beside you. But they really want you to beef up your own security, so to speak.
Okay. Now, can I just say that my brother Mark is the one alive, but my brother Stephen is the one who's passed? And Mark is talking, which I think that's interesting because I'm kind of estranged from him, but that's
that
my
is
choice.
That's weird because
not
I
his.
Get a Mark. It could be maybe not your brother, maybe it's another guy because I'm feeling the name Mark. I didn't get Steven at all.
Well, Mark is my brother's name, but it's my brother who's still here.
Alive. So he must be doing something. Or you could have a guardian angel or a guide named Mark. But I was feeling a Mark with Francis, and I did not feel a Steve at all.
Okay, all right.
That's really strange.
So you have a guide name, Mark.
Okay, all right. Yeah, guide name, Mark. All right. With my dad, Francis. Okay.
Yeah, because that I didn't get Steve at all.
Okay. And just beef it up and not allow the psychic vampires around me or near me?
Well, that's a need what I call, but that's what I call people who are always draining you of energy and they don't give anything back. And
yeah,
that's what you need to stop.
Yeah. Okay. That's what they are, so it's a good name for them.
Right.
Okay. All right.
That's so weird. Why would I? Mark has to be a guide because it's too strong.
Okay. He could be trying to come through to reach me somehow because I am estranged from him. I don't think he wants it that way, but he's been very destructive to me in my life. He's really like a psychic vampire. He's been
No, if this is the Mark, he's a guide or a guardian angel. I do not feel that kind of energy. I feel the energies from people that are closest around you on that, but this guy named Mark and your dad, they're the ones always hanging out with you.
All right. Okay. And my dad is telling me to stop the self-doubting?
Yeah.
Okay. Is my dad able to give me a time frame at all for what I want to, what I know is going to happen, but I would like a time frame for it.
Well, what I hear and what actually happens are different things. My first thing was 4 months. But you have to understand something about time. It means nothing to them and everything to us.
Okay.
So
right.
It said 4 months.
Okay. Okay. Well, Ellen, thank you very much. I'll beef up the security.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. So glad I could help you. And call us back and let us know how things are going. We always like to hear from our clients to find out how they're doing and what's going on.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your time and care. Thank you.
Anytime. You're so welcome.
Okay, Ellen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to take another really quick break, and I'll be right back.
Can say if you love a as your
this is Ellen with the Network of Christian Psychics, and I'm back. I just want to take a real quick little moment here and talk to you all briefly about psychic readings, what we do and what we don't do. Well, when we see things as they are. Everybody has free will, and everybody has choice. And what I mean by that is if you're doing a behavior, for example, like if I was in a relationship and there was a problem with overspending money, to change the relationship and to change the outcome, we have to look to ourselves to refine, retune, redo. And that's how our readings change. When we give you a reading, we're not telling you things cut in stone. We're showing you guideposts and possibilities, not definites. And unfortunately, sometimes when we get, well, a lot of times when we get angelic messages, time means nothing to the angels. Time means everything to us humans on the mortal realm here, but not to the angelic, because they have all the time and it's an eternity for them. So I just want to remind people of what, you know, we do and we don't do. And the one thing that myself and Camille and, of course, Dr. Ginny do not do is to, you know, tell you what you want to hear. We hope that we give you good and positive news, but sometimes it's not what one would hope from a reading. But even so, it is our duty to report it because that's what we do. And it serves nobody for us to just lie to you to make you feel better or twist everything around. We can't do that. We won't. So I hope you enjoy our readings and what we can and cannot do. And listen, take our advice. See how it can fit with your situation. And remember, there's always a choice and there's always room for improvement for everybody, not just for, you know, just for this. Let's go on for our next caller. Been holding a while. 520-234. 520, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
I was just listening.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I had a question, but I can put you back on hold if you like. It's not a problem.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I better put down listening on that. Sometimes what happens is when you call into our show, when people call in, they have their question mark, which means that they have a question, and I pick them up. But that's okay. I'll put you back if you don't want to ask anything on air. We'd just love to have you listen to us, too. Let's go on to our next call. It's 856-429. 856, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rosemary from Jersey.
Another Jersey. Hey, Rosemary.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Do we have like a special going on in Jersey?
Probably.
Got so many Jersey calls. What can I do for you from the Garden State?
Whatever you can pick up, relationship-wise, job-wise, relocation, whatever you can pick up for me in a positive way for the next couple
weeks. I will
try
that, but like I just said,
because I had a few people contact me for jobs, so it's like up in the air next couple weeks, so that's why.
Yes.
See what's going on.
Okay, well, what I'm feeling right now is like for romance, that's kind of taking a back seat right now because of your new job and your new move. Oh, I mean, you'll be moving. But
cool.
I'm not sure if it's going to be a physical move or if it's going to be like a company move.
What do you mean by like physical or a company? You mean like relocating the whole thing over?
Right. Or if it's just going to be like going from one job to another, or if it's going to be like an entire move. That's really up in the air
right
now.
Tire move.
Yeah. Tire move.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Are you looking into like, where is that, Pennsylvania?
Way out there. Not even in the U.S.
Not even the U.S. What? How far out there are you going?
Overseas.
Overseas. Do you want to tell me a country name?
In Europe.
Yeah, I got that. Okay. I got that. But you don't want to tell me a country? That'll help me out a little. Focusing on
I got
better.
One that's going in, one's in Switzerland and the other one's in Italy. So there's like two options.
Italy or Spain? Is that what you said?
There's one in Spain, Switzerland that I'm waiting on.
Switzerland.
And then there's another one. Not another one in Italy. The other one I'm.
Wow.
The
well,
second one I'm waiting
on. Well,
the two
very closely together.
The one
very
I, the second one I want to go to.
Italy.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, I felt a little bit more positive towards Italy.
You're right.
But you can always visit. You can always visit Switzerland if you want to. They speak Italian. What is it? Italian, German, French,
English,
too. In English in Switzerland. So you're good. For Italy, though, it's going to be like Northern Italy.
Okay.
Northern Italy, because I don't feel like I kind of look towards Rome and that way and Sicily. I was thinking more like Northern Italy. That looks the most positive. So that's what I'm feeling. You're going to hear about within the month, you'll hear something. That's for sure.
Yeah, because that one's like I contacted him last week. He said he was going to contact me. I contacted him last week to see what was going on because I haven't heard from him. He goes, when I get back, I'll contact you. I'm like, this is about a month ago, about 3 to 4 weeks ago. So that one's up in the air.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm leaning more towards Italy than Switzerland.
Cool. I prefer
but
that one.
I would encourage you to check out both things very, very carefully. Because they're great pluses. Yeah, they're great pluses to each of them.
Oh, great
I'm feeling more Italy.
That's where I want to go. But more down south. But if I have to travel within the country, that's fine.
I just kept feeling it was more upper Italy.
It could be.
Upper Italy, northern Italy.
Yeah, because I can't remember if it was north or the middle near Rome, you said. I can't remember what
well,
city it was.
Well, Rome was at the
bottom. Was it
right Napoli?
In the middle. Yeah, right in the
Paloma?
Middle.
Paloma? Right in the middle, huh.
Palermo was down south.
Well, I'm not really up on all my cities in Rome, but is Florence in the middle?
Florence is more northern of Rome.
Okay,
more
that
northern.
Makes sense. Well, everything's northern of Rome. But, yeah, I'm looking more at Italy. Would you call us back and let us know which way you went? Because I really want to know.
Gotcha. Let's put it this way. Florence is, closer to Switzerland border, towards that way. If that makes sense
okay.
for you.
Yeah, it does. I'm just trying to get my geography in my head right now.
Can you give me a time frame or we're not really?
I'm looking more around a month.
Me?
I think a month.
A month.
You're going to find out something and start getting moving.
Cool. I appreciate it. I'm getting frustrated.
Oh, I know, but don't get frustrated. Just keep the positive pouring out. And keep.
You know what I mean.
Keep. Yeah, I know, but it's really important you keep all the good vibes out.
Okay. Gotcha. So, the relationship will be, I guess, temporarily back burner until I get there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you happen to find someone to hang out with until you leave, great, but I would focus all my energy on that, and this is not a psychic thing I'm going to ask you. It's a general thing, learning the language. Unless you already know it.
Yeah, I already know it.
Awesome.
I'm fluent. I just came home two months ago, so.
Oh, well, that's terrific. That's terrific. Then you don't have to worry about not doing what some people do, just go over to a country not knowing to speak the language. And I know a lot of people that have done that. It's pretty wild. But let us know, and let us know how it's going, because I really want to know.
Cool. And you just confirm the relationship, the guy I'm interested in is over there.
Oh,
so, yeah,
over there?
He's more down south. down south.
Gosh. You guys are just trying to make my brain explode, right? I keep on saying down, up north, down south, up north.
towards like across from Greece. That way.
Okay, well that's pretty south.
Right.
Yeah, it's just I'm not picking up a lot right now because the biggest thing is that you need to go to do the
transform.
Get over there. Get your job. Get over there.
I'm trying to before I get there. That's what I'm hoping for. Cool.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
It's going to go really well.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Rosemary.
Bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye. Call us back. Okay, let's go to our next call. It's 917-705. 917, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Good. How are you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ashiel, and I'm calling from New York City.
Okay. What can I do for you, Ashiel?
I'm just trying to see what's coming up regarding my career and my love life. Let's start the career first.
Did you just start a new business or going into one?
Actually, I just ended a month ago. I just ended the business because my partner was doing some things that I found out. So I ended that, and I decided to take a month off. And then now I'm looking
right.
forward to my next one. So hopefully it's coming soon because if it becomes on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling your opportunities. I feel like it's manifesting in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
You've been working on something now, though.
You say it again?
So,
I've been working on something?
Yes.
I've been actually, to be honest with you, I've been just trying to communicate with the universe, trying to give me ideas for my next business venture.
But you already have the idea. That's the whole thing. You already have the idea. You just haven't implemented it yet.
Maybe that's what it is. And exactly.
Because I can feel a new opportunity.
I feel it too.
You feel two opportunities?
I feel opportunities coming, but I have no idea what it's going to be yet. So that's hopefully it gives me more clarity.
Yeah.
Did you say two or you just an opportunity two?
Well, the way I was reading is that you already had the opportunity, you were working on it. That's how I was seeing it, because you already had the idea of what you wanted when you dissolved your last business partnership.
Well, what I wanted after I dissolved that last partnership, I know that I don't want any more partners.
No, we know that. But you can still get into the...
After that experience, I really said, no more. No, that's it. But I'm still not quite clear about what my next venture is going to be. Even though I feel it, it's not quite clear yet. So maybe you're already picking up on it because it's probably around the corner.
Well, I'm picking up I thought the way I read it, you already had one in mind.
Okay.
And you already were working on it. So maybe you're not like physically. I could feel it because I thought you already had a new one because I saw a new business partnership, a new business, and I saw a new opportunity. I thought you already were doing it.
So which probably means around the corner. Or maybe, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe it's already there, but maybe mentally I don't know how to express it. But
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds to me like it's very close if you're already picking up on it. Can you tell me?
Yeah, I am. I thought you were
it?
Already working on it. So, I hope to have a fruition in about 2 weeks because it looks like you were already having it.
Okay.
And yeah, I know you don't want another business partner.
I lost a lot of money, And the only reason I didn't go after my business partner, which I could have, is just because I felt like this was in a way, it was like a blessing for me, so to speak. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. I mean, I know it was a hard lesson to learn, but I have a feeling if you would have stayed where you were, even though it was a successful business, it would have gotten worse.
Mm-hmm.
That you would have been he's going to be dragged down into something that you do not want part of.
Okay, now that you mention it, I'm curious, what's going on with him? Why did he do that?
Well, the first thing I got was he's just a nasty individual. He's up for number one. He's always been out for number one. And he just kind of told you what you wanted to hear. And his true colors came out like it always does with him. And this isn't the first time he's done this.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, is he... What's coming up for him? Is he going to get away
with
it?
I really can't get into all of that because that's sort of like eavesdropping, and he doesn't want me to read. All I can tell you is general. That I'll tell you. One thing I can tell you is that you don't want the karma coming up for him. So you're good to be clear.
Good. So I'm
that
the right
I can tell you.
Then.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not really proper for us to read into other people so intimately.
I respect that.
Yeah, because I just don't... I mean, you wouldn't want me to do it for him for you, would you?
No.
No. No, you wouldn't. So, yeah, I have to do that. We have to respect people.
No,
even though,
I totally respect you for that. Okay.
No, thank
I totally
you.
Respect you for that. But I'm glad that you said that. You know, I'm glad that I walked away. So, you know, it's up to the universe to do whatever he has to do.
You need to get on this idea. I know you've had ideas kicking around in your head. I know you have because it's so plain to me. So would you do me a favor and call me back in a couple weeks and let me know what's going on?
I will, but can you give me an idea about my love life also before I go?
Sure. You're not involved now?
No. I can use somebody right now, especially going through what I'm going through.
See, that might be the problem. Maybe you need to go through what you're going through first, steady yourself, and then get the girlfriend. Because it'd be fun to go out, but how much can you really do with her while you're trying to get yourself straight?
What about just dating? You know what I mean? I'm not even thinking right now about being in a relationship because my business is my priority, my next business.
Right.
So just dating, even that's hard to me. I mean, just the thing.
I know, because you're so I believe that once you get everything set up, you're going to start going to, in like another 3 or 4 months, start making more opportunities to date and meet people.
Okay.
But right now, like you said, your focus is all on business.
Okay. So I should give myself, by the end of this month, I should have an idea.
You're going to start getting fruition. Well, now's a good time because this is a really great money power cycle we're in right now.
Okay.
And Mercury retrograde's over November 11th, thank God. So it should be
so
even
better
then.
So I have to wait after that? I guess after that, that's where the changes
Yeah, and it's not this Monday, the next Monday. So it's not that much longer till this Mercury has gone direct. So we're
So
that'll be good.
You don't see another partner?
No.
Okay. That's good.
No. I think you learned your lesson on that one.
Yeah, I learned my lesson on that
one. And it's funny because some people have great business partners. It's just that, it's...
You know what it is? We were friends. I'm usually like very skeptical of people to deal with because he was my friend and I trusted him. And that's why I went for it. But
my parents had the same thing happen to them. Their friends were for 20, 25 years. They embezzled money out of the company.
But
so I get it.
I tell you what, but you know what's funny though? Before I did my own business, I was managing a business where my bosses, I have two bosses, two partners, the same thing happened. I couldn't believe why after you going through that and did the same thing. But then I figured it's something I had to go through anyway. Because my previous bosses had the same thing. One was doing the same thing. And somehow I managed to get on my own, have my own business. And that's somehow something that I should have learned. I don't know. But I just look at it like I said to you, because the universe has bigger plans for me. So.
Right. Absolutely. But let us know what happens, okay? Give us a call back.
Yeah, I'll give you a call back. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Night. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you. Yeah, that was interesting he brought that up. When we read for people, I mean, sometimes we can definitely read if there's like a relationship going on or certain things, but there's a line that we always have to follow. It's sort of like what I was saying, psychic eavesdropping. You wouldn't want the person you're asking me about to do the same thing to you. So there's like a line, and we'll tell you. But let's move on to our next caller, 604-588. 604, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much. Hi.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Charlene, and I'm calling from British Columbia in Canada.
Charlene. Okay. BC. I bet it's snowing like heck up there. Is it?
No. No,
what?
Further north it is, though. Well, I'm
oh,
close to
goodness.
Seattle. Like we're
oh, there's never snow, right? It's only rain in Seattle.
A lot of rain, yeah. We have monsoons.
Oh, gosh. What can I help you with tonight?
Love. There's a man I'm seeing, and I'm just wondering what you pick up on what's going on there.
What's his name? First name?
Brian. Brian.
Brian. How long have you been seeing him?
A while. Why?
No, I'm just wondering, because I'm wondering, are you guys on the same page? As far
That's
as what
I'm
you
asking
both
you.
Want? Yeah.
You know, there's times when we have been, and, you know, there's been some challenges that have come up that have put a strain on the relationship without question.
Yeah. That's why I asked, because it was like, when I tried to, sometimes when I was trying to focus, it's like he was shrinking away from me, which is weird. I couldn't. That's why I asked you if you're both on the same page of the relationship, because the first impression I got, honestly, was that something has just, like, dropped between you two.
Right.
Like, him wanting something different than you. I can say mostly a communication issue sometimes, and I think that you're sometimes having a relationship like bouncing off of him. It's sort of like he's just there and he's not really contributing.
Right, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
And the thing
he
is,
he says nothing's changed. So, you know, he says what he's wanting, nothing's changed. I know he's a little emotionally retarded.
Yeah. Most men are. Sorry, all you men out there, but I'm just saying. But the thing is that could be a problem if nothing has changed. Because I'm not saying when you have a relationship, you need to move forward, and things do change for the better. Sometimes they get a little bad, like you said, good times, bad times. But he's just like a blob. He's not moving forward. He's not moving backwards. He's not contributing. He's sort of like, you know, do you know why we see the moonlight in the sky at night? It reflects off the sun.
Right.
And that's where the moon's getting its light from. And that's what I'm wondering with you guys, is that you're the sun, he's the moon, and he's just reflecting off of you. What is he contributing? Mm-hmm.
Right.
What is he doing? You know, and that's something you're going to have to decide if you're happy with this, because he says nothing has changed. He's in freeze mode. And he's
okay.
Not move. He doesn't want to move. He doesn't have to, because you're doing the work.
Mm.
It's you, right? You're doing all the work, the planning, doing things, whatever. It's all you. And there's nothing wrong with that sometimes. But when you're in a relationship, you have to, sometimes you might give 10%, he might give 120%. You might give 150%, he might give 50%. But he's just depending on you to make all the moves, and he's just going, okay. That's fine. I don't think it's not a fact of him not loving you or loving you. It's the fact that he's just, he's not into this relationship. But this is not just you. I don't think he's ever really been in anyone's relationship. He's just,
right.
That's him. And some people can deal with it and some people can't, but you obviously can't because you're asking me. And there's nothing
right.
wrong with that. There's nothing wrong that you can't deal with it. You know, you have to know. You don't want to be stuck forever going nowhere.
Right. Right.
So I guess you have a decision to make whether you want to continue or you want to move on.
Right.
But like I said in the show, our I keep on, you know, it's funny. Don't you know, I don't sound schizophrenic saying us and we when there's only me on the radio, right? That's what I say sometimes. It's just me tonight, so it's just, when psychics read, we want to give you advice and we want to give you the intuitiveness that we're feeling. But it's really up to you as the client to make your decision based on what you feel and what we said and what works for you. We don't expect you to go out and go, okay, I'm breaking up with him now. You know, just see what, cause I, but honestly, Charlene, I think you made your decision.
Right. All right.
But
well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. Have a great night.
Hey, you too, and thank you so much.
And if you want to call us again, please do. We'd love to hear from people and see how they're doing.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Wow. Okay. Let's go on to our next caller, area code 440-255-440. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking
Hi.
My call. Hi.
Oh, you're welcome. Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Marianne, and I'm calling from the Cleveland, Ohio area.
Ooh, Cleveland. I'm a Pittsburgh fan. You're going to hold that against me, are you?
Uh-oh. No, I'm not that crazy about football, so we
okay,
have not
good.
Had
then I'll
a
read
very
for you, then.
good season.
Then I'll read
well,
for
you.
No problem.
All right.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I am looking for a new position, preferably within my existing company, and was just wondering what you saw coming to fruition, and I know time is always one of those difficult-to-predict elements, but any sense of timing that you might have as well.
Okay. What I'm feeling is that you're getting a new position. What I'm not 100% sure is if it's with the same company or not.
Okay.
Have you been looking outside the company?
I've been looking both.
Yeah. I'm feeling it, when you get a position, it's going to be outside your company.
Okay.
Because there's something about it. It seems like it's just your company, I feel, is making some changes, which most of them do anyway, but I just
yes.
feel like you're going to be happier outside.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not telling you to run and tear, you know, like you're going to get any, you know, you're not going to lose your job you have now until you're ready to leave it.
Okay.
So that's the good news. It's just I'm feeling it's going to be outside.
Okay.
It's not going to be inside the company because there's too much going on and everybody's scrambling.
That is a true statement.
Yeah, I can just feel it. Like, well, it's good.
Any
I'm sorry.
Sense of timing?
Hmm. I'm looking into 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
Where you're going to get an opportunity.
Okay.
As far as fruition, I'm not 100% sure, but you're definitely going to get 3 to 4 weeks is what I'm feeling right now.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you.
Don't forget to call back if you like, because we always like to hear from people and let us know how things are going.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good
Bye-bye.
Night.
Yeah, and don't forget that if you're interested in private readings, Cammy and I are both available on the Network of Christian Psychics, and we are on the air on Sunday nights, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I hope Cammy feels better and joins us next week. She had this laryngitis snow thing going on, which is not unusual for where she lives in Canada. Let's go on to our next caller. Is 330-707. 330, you're on the air. Can't even talk. 330,
hello?
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Dan, I'm calling from Lake Milton, Ohio. Which is kind
oh,
of
another Ohio.
It's a previous call.
Oh, Cleveland. What can I do for you tonight?
I want to know how long I'm going to stay with my current fiancé.
That's an unusual
together.
What's her name?
Nicole.
Nicole. Oh, wow. I'm trying to focus. It's just, is it both of you having issues with this or just you?
Both of us, because right now we just found out we're pregnant with twins.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
Hmm. Well, I think the overriding thing right now, because when I got about relationship, I didn't feel anything. But I'm thinking it's probably because you have to focus more on the twins right or the baby right now than you do that. Are you working that out? The baby part?
Yeah.
Okay, because right now, and I'll just tell you this is general and not really intuitive, but being that you have children together, you're going to be with each other for a very long time, but I'm still wondering about the two of you. Besides the children, what else do you have in common that you want to stay together?
We both have had a long road.
Mm-hmm.
Family-wise.
Is she in the background? Does she want
to... Yeah, that's Nicole in the background.
Okay, I can hear her. So, what I'm seeing right now, and I will tell you this because this is... I talked earlier about how we don't like to lie to people and we tell people straight-up truth.
Yeah.
The most important thing right now is that you two work on that baby, then work on each other. And within the 3 to 6 months before the baby's even born, you'll have the idea if you're going to be with each other or not. Because right now, the two of you are so... You know, it's like you're coming apart and pulling together and coming apart and pulling together.
Yeah.
You got to really work on that. And I don't want to sound like a fortune cookie, but in all seriousness, right now with the baby entering it and all the issues, it's hard for me to really get a clear reading on how the two of you are going to do. Right now, it's up to the two of you to do it. You have to. Either one way or the other. But the most important thing is that child or children. Can you come together on that and work on this together? Is that's the
yes.
question they're asking me to ask you?
Yes.
Good. That's good. When is she due?
It'd be July.
July?
July.
July, wow. That's, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Gemini. Get Gemini with twins.
I found out this afternoon.
Wow. And you guys are kind of in the panicking, oh, my God, what are we going to do phase?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I get that. That's normal. But what I'm feeling, and I have an angel right here, a pretty strong one, actually, it's Raphael. He's the God. He's the angel of healing and health. He's just saying the most important thing is the health of the baby and the mother, of course, and how you two pull together is going in the next 6 months is what's going to echo for the rest of your relationship. And that's pretty strong coming from Raphael himself.
I know my father died 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is he with me for all this?
His name?
Lee.
Lee. Yeah, he is. And he's just stern. He's pretty much echoing what Raphael just said, is that it's very important that you guys pull together for the child, of course, Nicole's health. See how you work together as a family. Because I what we believe, you can do it. It's just that you really, once you get past the, oh, my God, we're pregnant phase, and start pulling together, it's going to be a lot easier. I know it is. It is. I mean, babies are surprising no matter what stage of the game you're at. But they know, and I'm feeling you can pull through it. But right now, it's really up to you two. There's a lot of, you know, and I'll step out of the intuitive thing and just tell you on the other line is that there's a lot of help out there. There's a lot of classes you can take, a lot of people you can talk to. But right now, I'm not even going to call this because it's really up to you.
Okay.
How you're going to handle it. Both of you, not just you, Dan. It's just us and Nicole.
Okay, sounds
and
great.
If they're twins, I'm thinking boys. If they're twins, I can feel boy presence. So you're going to have to call me back and let me know if I'm right or not.
Oh, it's no problem. No problem.
And call us anytime you need to. We're here Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. We love hearing you. You're welcome, sweetheart. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We are going. I hope he does call me back because I'm always so iffy on children. I usually feel like boy or girl. And the only thing I was sure about was my own child because usually my husband's family doesn't produce girls, just boys. Okay, we're going on to our last and final call tonight, 714-586. 714, are you there?
Hi, how are you? This is Lynn from California.
Lynn from California, how are you?
Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, I'm the last caller. Wonderful,
you are.
I made it. Yay.
I know. What can I do for you tonight?
Yes, I was wondering, it's actually not a reading, well, it's a reading for me, but I was just wondering about my daughter.
Okay.
She actually just graduated from the university for 4 years, so she's got a degree and everything, and she told me that for a year, she's going to try to pay back some of the loans, you know, all the her credit cards and stuff. She's very responsible, very good
mm-hmm.
girl. And then she says she's going to go back to school. And I was wondering, is it going to be another 4 to 6 years, do you think she'll go to school for a long time or a short time to get her career going? Or
she's going
well,
for a master's,
a
right?
She wants to get her master's, and eventually she was thinking about going to veterinarian school, possible.
Well, I'm not sure how master's help with that, but that would be a good move. I feel she's going to be, and usually I don't really read for other people like this, but since it's pertaining to you, you know, you're not asking me if she's doing anything wrong, so I can tell you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And what I can tell you is that she's going to be very successful. No matter what she does. And she'll be able to pay off her loans and her debts in
mm-hmm.
moderation and keep up with them like everybody else does. She is
That's
a good girl.
Plan.
I can tell you, I can tell you, it's she's really a credit to you, Mom, because she really is a good kid.
Oh,
really
yeah.
good kid. And
she wrote a paper on me. And I guess one of her classes, they wanted to know somebody who influenced you, and I was who she wrote about.
Hmm. I don't know exactly how she wrote. You're saying she wrote about you, or she was going to write about you, or you were wondering who she's going to write about?
Oh, no, she wrote about me. She actually,
aww,
her paper was on me, the hero, and or a person that influenced her in her life, and she wrote about her mommy.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
She's
that's
good
to hear.
Yeah,
I know, you'd be really proud. Do you have anything you want to ask me about you?
No, not particular. Well, I'm just like in the, well, I have a couple of job interviews next week, and I feel really good on it.
Yeah, you should.
But I was wondering if I should take the one that's going to actually do a lot more, like, financially, or the one that I kind of, but I'm a nurse, so it doesn't matter really too much where I'm going. I'm going to be probably pretty much doing the same thing, but one is a teaching job, and one's actually working in an emergency room.
Well, emergency rooms are great, but they are extremely, I don't even have to tell you how stressful those are.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
an ER nurse.
Yeah, so
I was working here.
I was leaning more towards the teaching because that you can help the next generation get together, and because sometimes people teach you in school, the classroom part of it, but when you get out in the real world, it's so different than what you learn in school, which is the case with almost everything. I haven't seen one career where you exactly the way they teach you in school.
Because
when you're in life, you have to be out of the box. You have to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're...
I taught for a number of years, and I actually liked that, but then I was deciding, should I go back to the emergency room because something happened to me at the school, or should I go to the school? Because, like you said, it's so rewarding to know that you're teaching the future. It's a
different
kind of
reward.
You're
teaching actuality. You can tell them this is how it is in the ER. One night you're sitting there playing Yahtzee, and the next thing you know, you have 15 gunshots, 5 car accidents, 3 overdoses, and 16 heart attacks within 2 hours.
At the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
At the same time.
So, you know, that's very valuable, but I kind of view you more as a teacher.
Yay.
I mean, I do. I really do. But either way, you're really good because you can really have a choice of what you want to do. Nursing is a profession where you can pretty much go anywhere. There's always openings. Mm. There's always a need, and that's really good.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome, and have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Well, that's it for tonight. I want to thank everybody who called in, and we will be back on the air 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday nights, Eastern Standard Time. So please listen in and have a blessed and terrific week. If you need to speak to myself or Cammie, we are on the network of ChristianPsychics.com. We'd love to hear from you and help you with any questions you will have. Good night, everybody, and God bless.